Okay, hi guys, my name is Shannon Beveridge. I am the host of X's and O's, a podcast where we talk about queer relationships and sex. And this is a continuation of last week's episode with the one, the only guest, Carrie Fletcher. She is, in fact, one of my exes, so it goes hand in hand with the title of the podcast. I just want to start this episode by saying a huge thank you to anyone who watched last week's episode, to anyone who signed up for my Patreon. I'm like just so overwhelmed by the support and love, and it's crazy. It's overwhelming. I must say I am overwhelmed. And speaking of that, let's just jump into a mental health check, because I do that at the beginning of every episode. And this mental health check this week, I will say my therapist did in fact cancel on me. Hillary, what the fuck? No, she had a family emergency. Love you, Hillary. Obviously, no big deal. Therapy is good every week. Some weeks maybe better than others, but I cannot wait to talk to her next week and fill her in on everything that's happened. Everything. We didn't film an intro to part two because it's just a continuation of the conversation from part one. So it's just going to jump right into it right after this intro that I'm doing now. And also, there is a new video up on Patreon that is the bloopers from this video. It's live now. So if you're watching, you can go over to my Patreon and subscribe and you get access to that video. You also get access to the video I posted last week, which was me ranking the songs that Carrie's written about me over the past few years. So yeah, you can check both of those out if you become a patron. What a word. Yeah, patreon.com/nowthisisliving. Check it out. And on another note, if you were a patron before, you already got early access to the merch I dropped. If you were not, then you can get it now. All the merch is live now. So if you're watching this, have merch. I'll flash it on the screen if you're watching the YouTube video or Spotify video. But if you're just listening, it's a hat, it's a sweatshirt, and it's a t-shirt. They all say X's and O's on it. And then the back says XO big. So yeah, check it out if you want. I try my very best to never, ever, 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 ever sell you guys something that I wouldn't wear myself. So this is a continuation of that theme. I have been wearing this hat. I will continue to wear this hat. And the sweatshirt's really comfortable. It's cool. It's got like the rib down the side. So it's kind of like a Russell sweatshirt. If you guys know those blanks, it's not Russell, but it's that kind of fit. It's like athletic and cute. And then the t-shirt is really good material, like thick and nice. And yeah, so check it out. I'll have the link in the bio below. So yeah, yay. I know you guys are probably just wanting to watch the episode, so I will be quick, but I just wanted to say there is a topic that me and Carrie talk about at the beginning of this episode. And we decided together to make sure we only spoke from our own perspectives. We only talked about ourselves. We only talked about how things affected us specifically on purpose. It's a purposeful decision that we made. And so if you're watching and you're thinking, or you're listening and you're thinking, you know, there's like other perspectives that don't get told in this, you're correct. And that was a conscious decision just because I don't think it's fair to talk for anyone who is not here. So you will only be getting my feelings and Carrie's feelings and our feelings about feelings towards each other. Like the feelings will only be about that. That's all. That's all you're getting. And that was a conscious decision that we made because I think that that is the only fair way to go about it. But yeah, so if you're listening and you're like, yeah, it was on purpose. And yeah, this was such a crazy whirlwind of 2 weeks. I guess it's only been really a week. It's been a crazy, 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 crazy whirlwind. Thank you for going on it with me. Thank you to anyone who's enjoyed the content. Thank you to anyone who's given feedback about the content, whether it's positive, negative, or otherwise. It's really, it's helpful to see. And while I'm at it, if you have time to like this video, or if you're listening on Spotify or iTunes, if you could rate the video, rate the podcast, give me a ranking. It really is helpful. And yeah, I appreciate all the feedback that I get. And if you're watching on YouTube, comment below, anything, everything, say hi, please. Love talking to you. It is peculiar to be perceived on this scale, I will say. And it never gets normal. I don't think it should be normal, but yeah. Please rate, like, rank, whatever. I appreciate you. I love you. And if you want to join my Patreon, the link is in my bio. The link is in my bio.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll set the scene. Okay. So I wrote a song. And this song that I wrote was inspired by... Oh, hold on. Nope. No. Okay. I wrote a song. I wrote a song and... You were dating somebody new. I was in the studio. I was creeping on Instagram. I saw the person that you were dating wearing an old vintage t-shirt of yours. And it's one that I've worn in the past as well. And I was like, whoa, she looks really hot in this shirt. And it also stung at the same time. And I accidentally liked the picture. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, fuck. And then I like threw my phone to the other side of the room. I was like, no, I'm just gonna leave it. And then I'm in the studio and I'm like, guys, telling my collaborators, this is what just happened. I have to write a song about this. I write a song called Becky So Hot. And I had been sitting on this song for a long time, for like a year. And I start to I'm putting together my album, my debut album, which was called Girl of My Dreams. And I was going through the narrative and the storyline and I felt like that was a song that felt like it was like a truth for me at the time. And I decided to include it. And I released this song and it did some things on the internet and it created a wildly massive division amongst us, amongst community, amongst people choosing sides, choosing teams about the, you know, just it sparked a lot of conversations about, was that something that was okay to do? Was it something that was not okay to do? There was like a ton there. And you and I weren't communicating at the time, and it drove an even like deeper wedge between you and I in a really, really big way. So that's the context. Mm-hmm. That's, do you feel context. Like that, that
yeah,
gives like,
I think that's the context for sure. Yep.
And so, yeah. And so then a lot, you know, sort of unfolded. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot there that people were like, was this promo? Were you all involved in this? Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you want to say?
Yeah, I'll say something, but you're doing good.
Was there a promo? Was there anything? Was there, you know, were you all involved in this? Did everybody, like, there was like a ton of different sort of conversation points happening there.
For sure.
That erupted lesbian TikTok.
Yep. We know her well, lesbian TikTok.
We know her well.
Yeah, I feel like, and yeah, it was a very strange thing to try to like navigate from my perspective, both within a relationship that I was having, and then also like, I don't have a publicist. Like, I don't have someone being like, this is what you should do. This is what you should say. Or you could do this. Or you could do that. Like, the team at that point was really, like, me. So I was just like, oh, my God. It feels like me against all of these voices and being perceived on such a grand scale. And something I say all the time is, like, I'm so grateful I never really went viral ever in my time online. Like, never, like, really viral. It's always stayed within the community. So that was, like, the most eyes I was getting, and also eyes that weren't my fans, like other people being like, oh, like she's playing the victim, and then just being like, I don't know all of this is happening. There's all of the truth that happens, or truth. There's all of the content that was being made online. And then there was all of the truth that was happening behind the scenes, and like all of the inner dynamics between relationships, between everything. There was so much going on. Mm-hmm. And it was so horrible. Like, it was a horrible experience for me to go through. And I'm only going to speak from I'm only going to talk about me and my feelings about it, obviously. But I think a huge thing that was like hard was I got the heads up the night before you started posting on TikTok, like the day before. And I was going to text you back. It was literally like
3 days before.
Okay. Was it?
I've texted you and then I started sharing it at the end of the week. Also, not enough time.
Not important anyway. I just...
But I do need to clarify that I did give you... There was a narrative going around that you were completely blindsided and that you had no idea. I did say that there's a song coming. This is what it's called. This is what it's about.
Yes.
That I gave you a heads up.
Yes.
But also, it was still valid. All still valid.
it was a quick heads up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that happens. Then the song's getting promoted. And I think that for me, what was like really hard personally was that, and we talked about this, but I felt like I helped you so much. Like I was such a big part of a lot of big parts of your career.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that within our relationship, like, and even kind of out of our relationship after. But I felt like, oh, I really wanted your dreams to come true, and I was like so rooting for you, and yeah. So like just wanted everything to work for you. And it felt like, to me, when that happened and that song came out, I just felt like, wow, I felt like really used by you. Like it was like, okay, I didn't already do enough. And because I think I was prepared for songs. Like, I was prepared for songs like Birthday Girl. Like, in my mind, I mentally and emotionally was like, I did an artist. Like, I know what I signed up for. I did these things. So when that happened, it was just like, felt like the biggest slap in the face, because I just was like, oh my God, I did so much. I helped so much. I cared so much. And then I was like, in my head, I literally was like, someone who cares about me would never do that to me. So it felt intense on top of, like, I don't know, which we talked about all of this. But yeah. And I also knew, I like, at the end of the day, I also knew you were doing it from like a career perspective. And it was like, I mean, it worked. Like, I was like, it was hard to watch it happen and then work too. I was like, of course that would work. But it felt like, I guess, like a low blow of like, I feel like there's so many other things that could have worked, right?
Yeah.
And then there's like so many other things. That's just my relationship to the song and my relationship to you within the song. It was just like, and then having so many people listen and like speak their mind on it and be like, it's complimentary, it's a compliment, it's like, it's a bop, like, it's funny, it's nice, it's not anything like bad. It was just like, yeah, but yeah. And then
people,
like,
people didn't know what that was creating for you.
Yeah. And you're just like
behind the scenes, just in your life.
Yeah. And we were not talking, me and you were not talking at all.
Yeah.
So
there was no promo.
Yeah.
There.
And then, yeah. And then you sent me a voice memo, which I got more mad when you sent me the voice memo, because I wanted you to take more responsibility. Like, I wish you sent me a voice memo and just said, I want my career to work, and I know this song will work, and I'm doing it, you know? And you could do that in a nice way, obviously, and be like, and I'm so sorry if it hurts you, and I'm so sorry, whatever. That it felt very kind of like, I feel like I could feel that you didn't want to take full responsibility for it, that you're like, I didn't know it was gonna, and I'm like, you did, you had to have known.
When I think about it at the time, I was like, oh, this is going to be wild. But I truly didn't think that it would have the reaction that it did have.
Fair.
In the way that it did. Like, it caught me off guard. And then I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. And also, one, thank you for sharing all of that and being honest.
Thanks for listening.
And two, I just, all of that is so valid and I completely understand and I completely get it. And I think there was a part of me at the time that was like, I'm an artist and this is just what artists do, and they say what they want to say, and they turn their pain into art, and I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that deeply. Yeah. And while also at the same time not taking into account this human who I care about so much, and all of, and me releasing that song felt publicly, outwardly felt like I didn't, that I wasn't taking your emotions and feelings into consideration. There was totally a part of me that was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna put this out and just like see what happens. Mm-hmm. And was hurt. And like I was, and also I'm again taking like all of the accountability and the ways our relationship didn't work out. So I'm not, this is not like being victim or that I
felt was
broken up with, but
yeah.
You moved on really fast.
Yeah, it's fair.
There was like, you moved on really quick. That's and it fair. Fucked me up. But also we had been back and forth for so long that it's like, you, of course you deserve to, like, there's no right and wrong timeline of when someone gets to move on.
You're allowed to be hurt.
But you moved on so fast. And even though I know all the ways that I contributed to our breakup, I was so heartbroken. Fair. I was so heartbroken. I could cry thinking about how heartbroken I was at that time. And I wrote that song. And so I meant it in that way. I meant it in like, yeah, I get it. I would too.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, I don't have regrets of writing it. I do have regrets of releasing it. I would go back and I would not put that song out.
Mm.
And I am so sorry for all of the ways that it hurt you, for all of the ways that it wreaked havoc in your life, for any of the pain that it created.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. And I fully own that.
I appreciate that.
And I'm sorry for hurting you.
Thank you.
And I care about you so deeply.
Thank you. I forgive you also.
Thanks. But,
which we can... I think what happened too when all of that was happening and the fact that we hadn't seen each other and we hadn't talked to each other. Also, thank you for saying sorry. But...
Thank you for accepting my apology.
You're welcome.
Just keep going. Thank you for forgiving me.
And thank
can
you
I
for,
give you a hug?
Yeah. God, we're
the
so
hug.
Drama.
God, not
the
another hug,
hug that broke the internet.
No
which
more
we should
hugging.
Also talk
no
about.
No more songs and no more hugging for us.
Okay.
Okay.
No, we can hug.
Okay.
I just won't write any more songs.
Okay, fair. No, that's
I did write one more.
When?
No, it's already out.
Okay, thank fuck.
It's already out.
Okay.
I wasn't, don't worry. I wasn't about to.
I wrote a
song called Doing Better.
Mm-hmm.
That came out, which is a response to that whole time of the era, that era in my life of me being like making fun of myself, of all the ways that I was kind of like acting cocky and acting out. And I was getting to perform that song in all these places and do all these things with it. But yet I just felt like such shit on the inside. And yeah, it's like, look at me, I'm doing all these things, but like, why does better feel worse?
Mm-hmm.
And a follow-up to a song of mine called Better Version, which, by the way, have you listened? Have you ever listened to my album?
It's a good question. Make sure we're recording before I answer it.
Yeah. I've listened to it now.
You have?
I didn't until recently. I read the lyrics on Genius or something when it came out.
Do you
like
my album?
And so
did
you.
Did you like it?
Do you love it? I like the beat.
That TikTok. I just pulled my neck out.
Are you okay?
No.
Yeah. But what I wanted to say about all of that too is because we weren't seeing each other in real life, we literally did not see each other one time anywhere.
Ever. We never ran into each other once. Not at a bar, not at a grocery store.
Not one.
Do you know actually there was one time
that you thought you saw me?
No. There was one time that you and I missed each other within seconds in a BevMo.
What?
And I,
oh my God, because Alex was, yes. Did Beach know?
Yeah, because yeah. Alex was talking to both of us. Mm-hmm. And I had just, and it was so weird. I could feel you.
That's so weird.
And I was like, I feel like Shannon's around. And I left. And then you went in like 10 seconds later.
Literally.
Yeah.
I did. I know. Yeah. So we didn't see each other for four years.
For 4 years.
Yeah.
Three and a half years.
Yeah.
We did not see each other. Never ran into each other once. The first time we run into each other.
And we'd stop. I hadn't spoken to you at all since the song came out.
No.
At this point. Like we had, there had been some, we didn't talk, but like. When you were on Ellen, were you on Ellen? Hey, what have you been doing?
You been on Ellen?
Did you go on that girl Ellen's show once?
Ellen DeGeneres?
Did you?
I was on Ellen.
Okay.
I was on Ellen and then it was like Alex's birthday.
Yeah, and it was just
and
like
we texted like twice. And you were like, congrats on Ellen. And then I was like, do you want to come to Alex's birthday? She would love to have you there. And that's it.
Yeah, that's all we really talked. So crazy. And then the song comes out. Then I was like, no, I'm not talking to you at all anymore. And then I go to the Taylor Swift concert. And
the Eras Tour.
I see John, your manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, John. Not thinking anything of it. And sitting next to him with a glass like this, you pull your glass down and it was you. And I was like, oh, my God, of course. And also, of course, I don't know what I was thinking. Why would John be there without you? I was just like, oh my God, hey, John. And then
I heard your voice and I heard somebody go, hi, John. And I look and I see your face there. What was that? What happened in your body? What happened for you?
I just, when you realized it was me. I was shocked. I was like, weird. But the weirdest feeling that I felt from all of it was that I feel like you had become a character in a story. Like you had become Fletcher to me and you had become who I saw through social media, who I saw on TikTok, who I saw in music. Like you were not like Carrie at all. You were this like character and you were the bad guy in my story, like in all the stories I told for a while.
That's a lyric.
This
is
no!
How, I'm kidding.
No
this is, that's
more.
How it happens though.
No more. No.
Okay, but
so then
but
when
also,
I saw
yes.
you and then when we hugged, crazy, I'm not kidding, in my soul that day, I literally was like, I'm done now. Like, I forgive. We didn't even talk. We barely spoke. We literally were like, hey, how are you? Good to see you. Crazy that you're here.
Yeah,
and then I was like, I'm going to go watch the show now. It was, that's how fast that interaction was. But like in my body, I just was like, okay, that's enough now. I'm okay now. I'm done. Because holding like anger towards someone or like that level of like hurt feelings towards someone, what it was doing nothing but hurting me at the end of the day. It's not even like it was like I wasn't even communicating to you how I was feeling. So it was like, what is the point of this? It only is hurting me. So it was like a great lesson on forgiveness. And also, you can forgive people without being like, and what you did is okay. I forgave you for me.
Yeah.
But now after seeing you and talking to you, I'm like, I also want to forgive you for you because I care about you and I remember like who you are and you are still that person, which is nice to know because I let you become something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, even when I saw you the other day, because then we don't see each other again, by the way, forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw you the other day, I was like, literally all I felt, I was just like, that's my friend Carrie. Like, that's just my friend. I know that girl. Like, seeing you at Eras Tour, I was like, oh my fucking God. And then seeing you the other day, I was like, yeah, that's just that girl Carrie. Which is crazy because I'm like, wow. I would not believe we'd be sitting here if you told me that a year ago. I'd be like, no fucking way.
Mm-mm. No, I remember finding like a moment of, because I, it was, it was causing me so much turmoil, this, what had happened, and feeling it, even though we weren't not speaking and not communicating, all the ways that there was just this insanely negative energy. I literally got sick. I was like diagnosed with Lyme disease last year.
I'm not laughing.
We're both laughing.
So I'm not laughing at that.
At the fact that I got so sick, I just was storing. It's how you were saying, when you store all of these emotions in your body, it adds up and it manifests. And of course, there's so much else that goes into like illness, of course, but it's all a part of it. And I got really sick, and I just was like watching my body, just like everything kind of fall apart. And I was like, no, I'm sitting with so much sadness and regret and like so many emotions that just need to get out and be processed. But I also remember having to have a moment of like, I don't think I'll ever see her again. And had to find that like peace there, and also find that forgiveness and hope that one day I could express to you my emotions on it and apologize and take accountability and move past it. Because I also, like, at the core of our relationship, like, yeah, we were super in love, but also at the core of our relationship was like such an amazing friendship.
Mm-hmm. Classic woman loving woman. Besties.
History will say they were best friends. Yeah. And so when I ran into you at the Eras Tour,
mm-hmm.
My heart sunk. I hadn't seen you in so long. I was so nervous. And then we talked, and I had a similar feeling of just like, honestly, I was like, whoa, she doesn't hate me.
Mm.
And
it was a shock to me too.
To realize you didn't hate me.
I was like, oh god,
whoa, well, huh. Look what we have here. Oh, I don't hate her. And then I went home and I went to the studio the next day.
Oh my god, everyone on Twitter was like, that's every
tweet. I woke up and it was all over TikTok, us hugging.
I know,
for the first time in
the best part.
Also, the craziest part is the last time I saw you prior to the Eras Tour, I went to your house to pick up a hard drive of the sex tapes.
Yeah, I know.
You gave me a hard drive and like a box of my shit.
And told you I was dating someone.
And told me that was brutal. And you think that you weren't going to be my muse for the next few years?
I knew I was going to be.
Fair. Fair.
No.
But yeah, you handed me a hard drive with the sex tapes.
Yep, that was
crazy. And a box of my stuff. And you're like, I'm dating someone else.
Okay, I was much
you were
gentler than that.
You were more gentle. You were more gentle.
Yeah, but it is the truth.
Yeah.
So where do we go from there?
I'm like, the Eras Tour. So yeah, the Eras Tour, saw each other, hugged, went, that was everywhere. And then I went to the studio the next day and I wrote a song called Eras of Us. And it was, how are you doing? Where have you been? I've been practicing this moment, but I never thought I'd see you again.
I didn't either. We really were not running in the same circles.
Clearly not.
Can't believe it. We ran into each other at all.
Take my heart and start a fire. Did you ever, we just took a quick intermission.
Yep.
Thank you. And we're back.
And we're back, baby.
Did you ever communicate with me via playlists? Like, I feel like when we broke up, we had a phase.
I communicate.
You do that in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your love language.
Yeah, I got a couple. The thing about me is I'm loving. I can't stop.
Yeah. You just have a full, what did you say before? You've got one speed.
I got one speed. Full force ahead. I'm
full throttle.
Full throttle. Should we get back to So anyway, we wanted to say, aside from the interpersonal and personal aftermath of said viral song of yours, can we talk about the TikTok like response? How was that for you when that was going lesbian apocalypse?
Yeah, well, it was crazy. There was all these like articles being written about it, and then there was the whole like the lesbian apocalypse of breakups.
People were breaking up.
Everybody was breaking up. Mm-hmm. There was all these pie charts.
Oh my God, the breakdowns. JoJo Siwa
was involved. And then there was all these different couples.
The like mom who was like teaching her kid. She's like, and this is the artist, and this is the
and this is the song, and this is what happened, and she used to date her, and da 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 da.
Isn't it annoying how much people get wrong? Because it makes me mad.
Well, I think it's just wild to see theories, everybody's theories that they have.
Yeah.
I hate when they're right about couples. I hate when they're right because sometimes they are.
And sometimes it's been crazy.
And then other times, like, I'm thinking about the craziest thing, mm-hmm. and I'm curious what yours is, mm-hmm. of the craziest thing that you've read about us on the internet or the craziest rumor you've heard or anything.
I mean, so many crazy ones. What's yours? You have one.
That we were engaged.
Oh,
that that we were
the
that we
diamond
were,
ring that was meant. I don't know the melody.
One was that we were engaged.
Yeah, that well, they thought we were announcing our engagement too. But then that lyric in that song about like the diamond ring.
Give the diamond ring.
Did you have any point in that, or is that just classic?
The lyric is basic. It's like me being like, future, are you gonna your faking. Future wife? Yeah, like that was, you know.
Yeah. But people thought that we had a ring. You're like right. That there was a literal
there
ring.
There was no ring.
Don't worry.
There was never a ring.
Also, while we're here.
What?
How on earth was I walking sideways? That is insane.
Shannon, it's not all real. Like,
I know, but
this was what it was. Somebody saw you out.
And I was walking sideways.
Somebody saw you out and was just like, oh, like, you know, they were all over each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so where did you go? You just, it's all, mm-hmm. sometimes it's dramatic.
Every time I think about it, like, what life. Was I getting, like,
I also didn't come up
down.
With that lyric.
that is like,
there's also four writers. There's also, like,
were they men?
No, there wasn't four writers in the room. There were two male writers on the song.
There was a male writer in that room.
Yes. Okay, so lesbian TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
The chaos.
There was chaos.
The breakups. There was some lean in. You made some t-shirts.
I made t-shirts. I made a couple TikToks. I tweeted.
See, when you made, yeah, I know. Empath of the year.
Oh
no, sorry. Sorry. An empath would never.
I deleted it, by the way.
Thank you. That really hurt. But I understand. Wait, also, when you made that TikTok.
Which one?
See, when you made the t-shirts, I was like, oh, we're playing. I was like, we're playing. Thought,
yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, this we're playing here.
Yeah.
And then I bought a shirt.
Yeah. And then I was like, and then you refunded it. No shirt for you. I had two margaritas that day.
One margarita, I'm going to open my leg. Two margaritas, I'm going to refund your
refund your t-shirt.
Refund your t-shirt.
I was like, no way, not today. And that is the one TikTok that I'm like, I wish I didn't make that. But the shirts were, in my opinion, just a way to, it was a lemonade out of lemon situation. That's what I was trying to do. And in a sense, like, it was like a little bit of control. Like, I was trying to take a little bit of control, but then that went out of control. And I knew it was going to play into it a little bit. It was hard to navigate. I also didn't want to be promoting your song. I was mad about it, but people were talking about it either way. And then that was like, you made, I promise, a million times more money than I did on
all of that. How much did you make from your shirts?
Enough to go to Europe, and that's all. That was the plan. I was like, I'm going to sell them and then go on a trip. And then not think about it for a minute and be able to, like, get away. Because that was another part of it that also, like, was terrible is everywhere I went, everyone wanted to talk about it.
Mm.
I hang out with, like, 99% queer people. So everyone knew. And then I was going out to, like, bars or restaurants or seeing people, running into people. And it was like, I could feel people itching to talk about it, to be like, what's up with it? Do you know about this? You're like, okay. And it fueled my anger because people would be like, yeah, that's fucked up. Or like, they'd be like, but it's like, or even if they were playing devil's advocate or gassing me up, it would make me mad because like both were just like, I think by the end of it, I was just like, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, it was like,
again, and then I couldn't go online.
Your own narrative.
Yeah, and then I had a therapist at the time who was like, just log off. Like, oh, Danielle, you're so sweet.
What does your therapist think about this? Me on your podcast.
So again, I'm not sure Hillary is understanding. It's hard to give them enough context. I'm like, can you log on? I'll send you some links.
I need you to log on.
You're going to need to watch
these TikToks.
And then this. And then we can talk about this.
We can send some of those viral TikToks.
Yeah, so they can understand. Because I feel like I try to explain it and they're like, okay, yeah, that must be tough. That must feel overwhelming. And then it's like, I don't know. I feel like they don't
understand.
And how could they ever? How could anyone? Like, it's right. Unless you're in it, which also was a good thing to start reminding myself of as time went on, that like really at the end of the day, only lesbians and like queer people really cared that much about the drama or like about what was going on. And it wasn't like reaching outside. Like many people have heard that song not knowing who it's about. Many people, obviously. Mm-hmm. And once I started to try to just be like, okay, I need to not think about it with so much gravity. Does that make sense?
When you get out to the straight world,
the straighties,
they're like, who? Team who and who and who? Uh-huh. Which that was the other thing that was really hard, I think, for me, was just seeing all of the teams and everybody putting things on different sides. And I was like, it was never my intention for there to be like such an extreme, there to be like teams and people choosing sides. And it just was a narrative that just got so taken out of proportion. Granted, I seeded that for sure. But yeah, watching it kind of just like run away was really overwhelming. And I would definitely do so much differently.
Yeah.
And yeah, not release that.
Agreed. I would not release that too. Okay. Do you want to know, I actually did want to talk about one other thing and then we'll do this thing. But like, no one has ever seen us sit in front of a camera and like talk about our relationship, talk like this. But people saw a lot of that from my first relationship. Mm-hmm. And but what's weird is we did feed them content. We did feed them things, but it was more like art. So there was so much more like filling in gaps, I feel, from fans. And I think that is why, I think that's a part of why this like storyline has perpetuated so much longer in a way, like where people are really like, oh my God, will they, won't they, did they do this?
Will they
like,
ever again?
Because they didn't know, because we didn't say, versus obviously I still get people are like heartbroken over my first relationship, but the feeling surrounding it feels different because I feel like there's more mystery here. Which is why I wanted to do the podcast, so that we could talk and take that veil down a little bit so people can see like, this is our dynamic. We are friendly. We are friends. We are whatever. But it's not all the lore. There's so much lore between
so
us.
So much lore because so much has been so unspoken.
Yes.
And even just reading into... like reading people's comments over the years of just like, get over it, Fletcher, get over her, leave her alone, move on. Which fair.
yes, but are also, you listening?
Love has always been a muse for me. Mm. And like, it was such a transformative relationship that I wrote about it for a while, and even when I was writing about it, even if I was able to like feel into an emotion that I felt at one time. And so just because, you know, those songs, and don't worry, I'm not writing any more songs, they were true and they came from a place of truth. But also wanting, I think a really big thing for you and I on this podcast today was wanting to like speak into like where we are currently at,
which is so different from where people think, because they're just deciding.
Yeah.
This is the truth.
And we're going to tell you the truth.
What is it?
What is it, Chan?
What is the truth? I don't know. Stop shipping us, please. Please let me move on with my fucking life. Not you, them. But you do. Wait. No.
Wait, you do.
You do. W. Everyone, this is enough is enough. We're moving on.
Yeah.
We've moved on. We have been moved on for we've a moved long on. Time.
Songs are songs, and they're beautiful, and they were true and came from such a place of truth, but also we close that chapter in our lives, and I think are entering a new one of
a friendship, which is so nice, because then we never have to lose each other again.
I know. I love you, Shan.
I love you, Carrie.
As a friend.
Why is it so funny? Thank God. It feels much better. Like,
I know. There's no...
After years of so much turmoil, of weirdness, it's like...
Yeah.
At least for us. But hopefully for y'all, too. Let's all move on together.
This is a...
Should we all take a deep breath? Release us.
Let us go.
I feel like that was really good.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that was great.
Okay.
I think we did a good job. Okay. Leave us a comment below. How do you think we did?
Girl who does not know how internet works. It's so a 10 out of 10
it's a podcast. Leave comments in the link below. 10 out of 10. And would 10 you
out of 10 rate?
10 good, 10 bad review.
It's a yes. 5.
5-star comments.
Okay, should we play truth or drink?
Yeah.
I have a little shot of tequila. I have Sprite, but I don't know. You're kind of not. Bubbles don't align with you and your gut, but you might need this.
Are you calling me gassy on camera?
Okay, truth or drink?
Okay. I'm scared.
Did you fuck?
Are you gonna bleep that?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why that sends me to another dimension.
I know why. It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay, that was a joke.
Did you ever cheat on me?
No. Has my social media ever given you the ick?
No. You're pretty ickless.
That can't not be true, but...
No, maybe just... Sometimes when I see you on... Your lack of leaning into dances.
Okay!
I'm like, just commit.
I did not think that's where it was gonna go. I'm like, oh. I'm ready to take notes. That, okay. Next dance, I'll dance harder.
Has my social media ever given you the ick? I know the answer. I've icked myself. Are you drinking? I feel like you can just say yes. That was kind.
Okay, next.
We know what the drink means.
Truth or drink?
What? How do your all of your friends hate me?
No, they don't. They really don't. I think a lot of my friends saw me go through like a really tough time.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where a lot of people were like, not thrilled by you.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think anyone ever, I didn't want people to hate you. That's like such a tough spot to be in though too, where you're also like, I want people to be loyal to me, but also like hate is, it was such a personal experience that I was having, you know, that I'm like, why would you be as upset as me? Like, why would anyone be as upset as me in that moment, you know, or me and whatever. I think that's just in general. You, when something is personally affecting you, you can't expect your friends to care as much as you do, but like they do care more than like the normal person. Okay. Have you, do you watch my content?
I muted you.
For okay, a so long, for a,
she's not drinking for a long time. I muted you for a long time.
Fair.
I think you're still muted.
I unfollowed you.
I know. But you still follow like my family.
They didn't do it. Innocent bystanders.
Okay. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
I feel wasted. I haven't taken a sip.
Yeah, not even one. You're answering.
Will you ever follow me back on Instagram, do you think?
Yes, I probably will.
Okay.
I think when this comes out, I will.
Cool.
Shivers.
Scary.
Shivers down my spine. I'll follow creepy you back, but I'm going to have to mute you.
I'll unmute you.
Okay. Progress.
Just because I didn't, but yeah, I've looked at your TikTok. Nice. Looked at your TikTok and your
I can't not see you. Even when I've muted you, I'm like, okay.
Just show up somewhere.
It's just, is there. But yeah, I obviously see what you post. It's impossible not to. How many people have you slept with that I knew while we were together after?
How many? Ask me again.
How many people that like I knew did you sleep with after we broke up? I'm thinking of one in particular that I know. So I'm like, there have to be others. You are allowed to drink also.
Yeah.
I'll give my first sip. He won't go light with the bubbles.
Who have you hooked up with in the time that we have been
open?
Broken up.
Since we've broken up, yeah. How many people?
No, like who?
Who?
And then bleep names.
Them. Okay.
You just really got a bleep, though.
Yeah. How many people, who have you since we broke it up? Okay, continue.
No, did I say that already?
Yes.
Oh. I'm trying to think if there's any like crazy people. Oh, I hooked up with a porn star.
Who? You did?
Yeah.
Okay, they spanked me once. Yeah, that trajectory makes sense. Was it crazy?
I had a one night stand in Boston.
Nice. I had a one night, that's a song lyric.
I had a one night stand in Boston. The only one night stand I ever did have. Okay, I have one more.
Okay.
Would we ever shoot something together ever again?
Aside from this?
Yeah.
That's so good.
What?
That's so good.
It was good. I think that's good.
I think
we covered literally everything.
I'll say like as a final question. What does like, well also like, what does the future look like for you? What is joy and success and your future? Like what do you want?
That's a great question. I think joy and success is something that's like really shifted so much for me after this. I took a lot of time off last year and was just really on a healing journey and focusing on feeling better. And I finished, I wrote an album in that time, In Search of the Antidote, which comes out on March 22nd. And it was really, it's really just like about like a deep healing journey and kind of just like processing so much, a lot of like deep self-reflection. And I think moving forward for me, my definition of success is like really, really shifted. It's about facing yourself and like feeling all of the feelings, and also just having like happiness and joy and fulfilling relationships. And it's not about the accolades and the applause and the numbers and all of the things. It's, you know, it's like getting to sit down and like have a real conversation with somebody that you love and care about and like connect from the heart. And I'm going on tour for like most of this year, so getting to just bring more of like more of Carrie into everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think something that you said earlier when we were speaking is just, yeah, like Fletcher became this like figment of your imagination, and I feel like it became one of mine too, even, you know. Mm-hmm. Just this, you know, Fletcher has like always been like a superhero version of me, this like larger than life like thing that I always wanted to, yeah, was like super confident and all the things. And I think Carrie got like pushed aside in a lot of ways, and so this album is like a lot of Carrie, and so that's been like a big redefinition of success and joy. And it also just feels really sweet to have you like reiterate that, of even just like seeing me and being like, yeah, that's Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to feel more aligned also, because I feel like that could be confusing to be so, to have such duality in yourself like that.
Yeah,
right?
And so joy, just I'm like, I am working on myself, I'm healing, I'm working on my attachment issues.
Is the healing in the room with us?
Is the healing in the room? I would say the healing.
People comment that on your stuff all the time.
I know. People are like, she's never healed a day in her life. I'm like, guys, it's not linear.
All that you
it's
see.
Also, it's not all that you see.
It's not linear.
It's also all of it.
Yeah. So true.
It's gotta be all of it. It's gotta be all of it. And it's like, yeah. So yeah. I think that's
my... The future sounds bright for you.
Thank you.
And I still want your dreams to come true. I would love them to be not at my expense anymore, though.
Yeah, no, I think we're good.
I think we've moved on.
I think we're safe there.
I think so, too.
What about you? What is success? Where are you at in life? What are you...
Success and joy.
You're doing cool things.
That's so
You're
nice.
Shooting really cool things. That's Every time so nice. I see you, like, a new billboard or something that you shot, like the photo of Ariana that you took up in Times Square.
So crazy.
Geekin'.
So nice. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think I just want to keep making art. I keep being representation and creating representation at the same time, and letting myself do both. I think there was a time in my life where I thought I had to choose. Like, I thought I had to either be making the art that is the representation, or like being the representation myself, like being the influencer, being the person, mm-hmm. being the like on camera person or behind camera person. Like, I thought I had to pick. And I think for me now, like, my future and what I think is joy and success is finding a marriage between both, and knowing that one doesn't take away from the other, and one doesn't make the other less, I don't know, important or like less cool. I think for a while I thought like being an influencer, I got scared that being an influencer wasn't cool anymore. And I had a lot of like voices in my ear telling me that like, you have to be the creative director. You have to be the director.
Sorry,
you have to be the photographer. Like, you can't be both. And I'm like, no, I can be both, and I want to be both. And
yeah. You get to do it all. That. You get to do it all. You get to be it all.
Yeah.
And just getting to express yourself and yeah,
make art. Make I want to make cool shit, and I want it to be gay as fuck. Are we finishing this?
No.
I can't. It's huge.
That's a big boy.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty good, though, honestly.
Fuck, sorry. You need a new mattress anyway.
You're so right. Okay. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for watching X's and O's. I'm your host, Shannon Beveridge. And today, yeah, Carrie Fletcher, she came, she saw, she spoke. She is... Here she is.
I thought you were going to say she came, she saw, she conquered.
She I feel conquered. Like we conquered.
We did a good job.
Yeah, listen to her new album coming out March 22nd. Mm-hmm. And know that we're good.
We're good.
No beef.
We're good. No beef. All is well in girl world. All is love. Healing. It's all love.
That song's not even about me.
No, it's not. But no more.
No, it's not.
No more songs.
Love you guys so much. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Shan.
Crazy.
Crazy.
We should not be allowed to be on camera together. Like, we learned no lessons.
We learned the hard way, but new chapter.
New chapter.
Begins
now.
This is living.
Okay, just a reminder again, because I didn't film an outro, there is a new video on Patreon right now. It's the bloopers from this video, from this whole podcast, the part one and part two. It's all the bloopers that you didn't get to see that I edited out. So if you want to watch it, you can go to my Patreon, www.patreon.com/nowthisisliving, and subscribe. It's $5 and you get access to any and everything I post on there. And there will always be extra content from every single episode. So get on over there. All right. Love you. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Bye.